Our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
I was never satisfied.
Ascend our 7th Juliet. Do you have traffic for us at 2 o'clock?
It was all too symmetrical.
We got traffic here about 1:30 to 2 o'clock. It's very bright. Doesn't seem to be moving. Just to change the colors.
I know one of them has is carrying a very large weapon.
That looks like a weapon of some sort.
That'd be kind of interesting to have a couple pictures. I think it might make our case a little better.
UFOs. It would cause widespread panic and fear.
With tensions rising over Iran's nuclear ambitions, Virginia's John Warner, who heads the Senate.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
Welcome back to another edition of Dark Matters Radio. On the evening of February the 11th, 1995, on my old radio program, UFOs Tonight, Dwight Schultz and I once again hit one completely out of the ballpark. This interview was the first of several I conducted with Larry Fawcett, who, along with Barry Greenwood, wrote one of the most important books yet in genuine, real, honest-to-heaven, professional UFO research, Clear Intent, the Military Government's UFO Cover-Up. During this interview, we touched upon a number of areas, but not the least of which was, among other things, the Air Force nuclear base overflights in the mid-1970s and Larry's investigation into that. Now, what makes Larry Fawcett so important is the fact that during those investigations, he was an active duty, professional working police lieutenant, a supervisor, and yet he was one of those guys that got it. He knew something was really going on. He knew that the military and the United States federal government was covering it up. And he utilized all his resources he had available to him as a working police officer. Now, during this interview, Larry had recently retired, was then working on another book, but we not only touched upon his wonderful work, Clear Intent, but many other areas that he investigated. So this is what I recommend. Sit back, adjust your headphones, and listen to this most important episode of UFOs Tonight. And hey, once you're done, be interested in any comments you might have on this. Now, on with the show.